JJC Podcast Experience, bringing you the content, the stories, and the insights.
Melanie Joy once said, "Educating yourself does not mean that you are stupid in the first place. It means that you are intelligent enough to know that there is plenty left to learn." Welcome to What the Society, where we question society and its rules. With me, Sechaba.
The JJC Podcast Experience.
Bringing you the content, the stories, and the insights.
We aspire to empower the voice of the unheard.
So, today I want to speak about the importance of self-education. And by self-education, I mean actively educating yourself on a topic or subject matter that you know little about or that you don't know about at all. And I think the reason that I want to speak about self-education, even though I did briefly touch on it in my previous episode, is because I think it's such an empowering and important, but I think more empowering activity to almost partake in, especially now that we live in a time where we have information at our fingertips. We have so much access to information. So I think it's so important and empowering that we learn to self-educate. There's always a bias or an agenda or a hidden intention in everything we're taught. That's with everything. That's with math, English, geography. In whatever we're taught, there's always an intention, a bias or an agenda. And this intention might not be positive or negative. It might be, positive or negative, and that is okay, that's fine. But it's important to be cognizant of the fact that there's an intention. I think it should be something that we all always keep at the back of our minds, you know? If we're learning about an event in history or we're learning about something in English, I think it's so important that we always remember that there's an intention behind what we're learning. And I think that makes sense. The authors and publishers of our textbooks at school are only human, and they obviously will have a certain bias and intention. But the issue comes when little facts are changed or the story is watered down or changed to make teachers, your school, certain students, or even maybe the publishing house of your textbooks feel comfortable for their convenience. And I think that's why it's so important to almost dig deeper into what we learn by self-educating ourselves in the subject matter from multiple different sources. And I find that when you begin to do that, you'll begin to see little differences in the stories. Some facts will stay the same, but once you almost look for the same story from different sources, you'll begin to see that there's certain differences in the story. And I mean, I keep speaking about self-education as if it's some abstract idea or thing, some high thing to do or something that's unachievable or that's really not practical. But I mean, you could literally be self-educating yourself by going on Google. I mean, I love to read about authors or producers, directors, and I know that's almost off topic, but I love to read about even historical events on Wikipedia or Google, you know? Or you self-educating yourself could also be you watching a YouTube video or watching multiple different YouTube videos or lectures on that same topic. That's literally ways in which you can self-educate yourself. I mean, other people might self-educate themselves by reading from a different textbook, but I think basically the most important thing is let's not let our textbooks be our only frame of reference for that particular topic or subject matter, because like I said, there's always an agenda, bias, and an intention behind what we learn. And you know, on this show, What the Society, I always question all of us to question society and its rules. And I know that we can't begin to question society if we don't question the basics. And what we learn in our textbook is the basics. I mean, what we learn in our textbooks is the basics of our education. We're going to go and further our education. Well, some of us are going to go and further our education at colleges or universities. But if we want to question society, I think, and I know that we need to be able to question the basics. Knowledge is power. So let's gain some power. Let's gain some knowledge and use that knowledge to change the world. Let's self-educate. Thank you for listening to What the Society with me, Sichel.
This podcast was brought to you by the Johannesburg Junior Council in partnership with Red Radio.